Welcome to Lectio. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join me as we spend this time in God's company. We're always in God's company, but a lot of times, most of the time, we're not paying attention to God. But in Lectio, this is our time to set everything else aside and pay attention to Him and notice that He's here with us like He always is. The first thing for Lectio is to make sure you're comfortable. I just want to remind you to get in a comfortable position. Release your anxieties, breathe it out if you need to. Take big breaths in to relax and de-stress so you have a better chance of not being distracted as much. Holy Spirit, thank you for these moments where we recognize your presence with us. May we be still and keep our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our minds focused on you. Fill this space with your presence. The scripture we're reading today is from the book of Psalms, chapter 94, verses 18 to 22. I'm going to read it three times. And the first time in the quiet after I read it, notice what words or phrases jumps out at you. This is the beginning of God's conversation with you today. Psalm 94, 18 to 22. When I said, my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you, one that brings on misery by its decrees? They band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress, and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. I'm going to read the scripture a second time, this time from the Message version. And in the quiet after this, notice how the scripture connects to your life. Usually, when we read scripture, we think about how what it means and what it means within the context that it's written and all the information we know about it. But for Lectio, you're doing it slightly different. You're reading scripture to hear God's voice connect to you and to your life. So in the first part, you notice something and he's like, hey, notice this. And now in this section, God's like, this thing, this phrase that I noticed, this reminds me of your life somehow. And so that's what you're noticing. And it's God's work to bring it to you. We have enough trouble just not being distracted and listening to God. So let him make the connection between his word in your life. And it may be super obvious or it may not be. Psalm 94, 18 to 22. The minute I said I'm slipping, I'm falling, your love, God, took hold and held me fast. When I was upset and beside myself, you calmed me down and cheered me up. Can misrule have anything in common with you? Can troublemaker pretend to be on your side? They ganged up on good people, plotted behind the backs of the innocent. But God became my hideout. God was my high mountain retreat. I'm going to read the scripture again, and this time in the quiet, listen for an invitation from God. Psalm 94, 18 through 22. If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. That was 17. When I thought my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, when your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be aligned with you, those who frame injustice by statute? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold, and my God the rock of my refuge. Now the time for inviting and connecting and noticing is, we're going to put a pause on that part, and we're just going to rest in God's presence. To just sit back, notice that His arms are around you, that He's giving you the strength to continue on, or He's rejoicing in your joy, or wherever you are today, God is right there with you. Gently connect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room. Moving from your inner experience with God to your outer experience with God. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you've experienced to help you remember. It's so easy to forget. And now, by your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.